bad all over.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. In this economy, there's no place to hide. No company is immune. No industry is safe from the fallout. I have three examples this morning. Dow Chemical said it's going to close 20 plants, cut 5,000 jobs, and sell off businesses to save money. In Britain, an auto parts maker named Wagon has filed for the British equivalent of bankruptcy. Then there's the newspaper business. And again, nobody's immune. Not the New York Times, not the Chicago Tribune. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Reports say the Tribune Company, owner of 23 TV stations and 12 newspapers, could declare bankruptcy as early as this week. The company is drowning in debt. Real estate mogul Sam Zell borrowed billions to take the Tribune private a year ago, but as cash flow has declined, the company now teeters on default. Sri Srinivasan is Dean of Student Affairs at Columbia Journalism School. He says several U.S. cities could lose their newspapers in the coming year.
Change in the news business is constant, and we have seen that for decades and decades. What we've not seen is the kind of immense anxiety across the country like we're seeing now.
The Gray Lady is also feeling that anxiety. The New York Times said today it plans to borrow $225 million against its new Manhattan headquarters. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
It looks like most governments plan to spend their way out of this recession. Over the weekend, Barack Obama said he wants the biggest public works program in decades. It could cost $500 billion or more. In Europe, China, India, Australia, the governments have all laid plans for a spending spree. The stock markets seem to like the approach. So far, the Dow is up 262 points, about 3% to 8,897. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are both up about 3% so far. Big gains in Asia today, 5% in Japan, 8% for Hong Kong, and European shares are up 5 to 7% so far. It looks like Detroit's car makers will get a bailout, probably $15 billion or so in loans. But that money will have strings attached. Senator Chris Dodd says GM CEO Rick Wagner has to go. Congress might also create cabinet-level oversight of the automakers. And some people want even more. Here's Steve Henn.
David Friedman at the Union of Concerned Scientists says if automakers are asking for taxpayer money, taxpayers should get something in return. What he wants is for American manufacturers to promise to meet new fuel efficiency standards 3 years ahead of schedule.
If they did that, consumers would have more efficient cars, and we would save $30 billion between now and 2025.
But the Bush administration's proposed rating, a $25 billion loan program that was intended to help carmakers make that switch, and instead using the cash for a broader industry bailout. Environmentalists and many Democrats hate that idea, and a stalemate's still possible. Robert Schultz is an auto industry analyst at S&P.
If absolutely nothing happens into early January with General Motors, they'd be at that point where they'd have to face bankruptcy.
Schultz says if Washington does nothing, all three firms could face the same fate within months. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation. On the web at Medtronic.com.
We keep hearing it's a great time to buy stocks. But our friend Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine tells me, no, it's a great time to think about buying stocks.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Okay, Alan, what are your guidelines for getting into the market right now?
Well, the first guideline is you shouldn't have any credit card debt because credit cards are much more expensive than you're ever going to earn in stocks. The second thing is your financial life needs to be under some sort of control. And the thing to do is to nibble, and I stress the word nibble, at, say, a Standard & Poor's 500 index fund or a total U.S. stock market fund, because you diversify your investment rather than being in one company, which, as we've seen, can go from a lot to nothing. That would be how to do it if you want to own stocks and you don't know how to buy them. That's how you would buy them.
And what's my time frame? How far out should I be thinking about?
You should be thinking of holding the stuff for at least 6 years, maybe longer. Let's take Warren Buffett. I mean, you've heard of Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be good at picking stocks. Last month, Warren Buffett published a really interesting piece in the New York Times. He said, "I am buying U.S. stocks." And when he said that, the S&P 500 was considerably higher than it is now. And in fact, shortly after he said it, the S&P fell almost 20%. You know, he wasn't trying to time the market. He was giving you long-term advice on the assumption that you have both the ability and the stomach to sit there and ride out things.
And I guess you're also suggesting people keep their expectations kind of low on the return end of this?
I would do that. Now, people in my generation, I'm 64, we grew up in a market that ran from 1982 to 2000 that returned on average 20% a year in the S&P compounded. Hmm. We are not going to see that again. But finally, stocks are at a point where I suspect in 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, you'll look back and say, gee, I really did a lot better owning this than I would have owning treasury bonds or money market funds or stuff like that. At least that's how I'm betting my personal portfolio. So I hope to heaven it's right. Otherwise, Scott, I may have to come out and live in your basement.
All right. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.
Share your thoughts with us at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.